Psalm 105, verse 43. Psalm 105 we split into 3 days reading because it's a long psalm and it tells the history of the Israelites. And verse 43 says, "And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness." NIV says, "He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with shouts of joy." God's word says he brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with a song of joy. The Passion says, "So God brought out his chosen ones with singing, for with a joyful shout they were set free." Amen. What does it mean he brought out them with joy? It means to be bright, cheerfulness, to be welcome, to have joy, mirth, and rejoicing. And then it says, "And his chosen with gladness." It means to shout for joy, to sing, to triumph, to creak. You can even make a weird sound. The essence of it is we're having a party. Amen. And then it says he brought them out with praise, halal, to be clear, to shine, to make a show, to boast, to be clamorously foolish, to rave and to celebrate. They were being set free into a new land, into a new time of history for the Israelites. Goes on in verse 45. And it says, "All this happened so they would follow his decrees and obey his instruction." The Passion says, "All this was done for them so that they would be faithful to keep the ways of God, obeying his laws, following his truths." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. NIV says, "He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with shouts of joy." And that's how we should be. He has brought us out of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, into light, into a new life, into a new community. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. Let's stand and let's say this precious verse together.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with shouts of joy. Okay, turn to somebody and say, "You're chosen of the Lord. You're chosen of the Lord."
Preacher lady.